Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, part of World War One on the BBC.
The 10th of January, 1917. J.J. Soltz.
I'm so glad you decided to join us, Cressida.
You picked the right day for it. This fish is superb.
It is.
It's delicious.
Hasn't it gone cold?
Oh, yes.
It's Arctic, practically.
You want cold, Gabriel? Come to New York in winter. For 3 months of the year, we kiss goodbye to all sensations in our extremities.
Pass the salt, please, Cressida. Thank you.
No, what's hard here is your damp.
We find it bracing.
Well, if you're a duck, it's bracing. If you're a human...
What is it, Cressida?
Would you excuse me?
Darling, what's wrong?
I can't sit here and talk about the food and the weather and how cold it's gone as if Geoffrey's not dead, as if he's just popped out for a moment. Can't you see it's grotesque?
Chrissy, I'm sorry.
Leave her, Phyllis.
But she must eat.
We must be patient with her.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's barely a week, isn't it? 8 days only since Geoffrey's...
Yes, quite.
I was thinking...
Yes?
It's rather a bright day. We could go on a trip.
Oh, what sort of trip?
Warkworth's too far now, but how about Bothell?
Now?
If we can tempt you, Mr. Salt.
I never say no to a castle.
That's settled then.
Phyllis, I'm sure you'll think it's selfish of me, but I was planning on working on my sketches this afternoon.
Oh, what is it you're concocting this time, Adelaide?
Mr. Salt has commissioned a triptych.
Lord.
Does it have to be today?
I'm sorry. I just thought I should do it while they were fresh in my mind. And now the factory's reopened.
You did them in the factory?
Yes.
Geoffrey was happy with that?
Very.
He could hardly say no.
Well, of course he could have.
You can be very persuasive when you want to be.
Just one last look round, I think, to crystallise my idea.
Not today.
Why not?
I think the staff needs some peace. There was a demonstration yesterday.
Oh, really?
What kind?
Show of solidarity, you could call it, by the women.
What did they do?
They were knitting.
Knitting?
For the orphans.
Oh, how sad.
Yes, they sat in a circle silently and knitted. It was rather moving.
It was an image.
Suffice it to say, I think it's right to be sensitive and leave the workers undisturbed for a while.
Of course.
So go to Bothell if you need distractions.
What do you say, Phyllis?
No.
Really?
I don't think I have it in me.
I take it you're going to draw anyway.
I can get quite a lot done from memory. Even if I can't go there.
You want me to have a word with him?
I respect Gabriel's view. We should stay away.
If you say so.
Besides...
Yes?
I know you mean well.
Always.
But you really don't need to get involved.
What if I already am?
Mr. Salt...
I am involved, Adeline. You've got to know that by now. I think you're terrific.
Please.
I do. I'd do anything for you.
I can fight my own battles.
Well, what if I want to fight them with you?
Then that would be meddling.
You must know every line of that paper by now.
The words just don't seem to go in.
You're worrying about questioning?
I am.
She'll be all right, you know. Oh, it'll take time, of course, but she's still a young woman. And it can't stop the river flowing.
No, the river was supposed to be a settled stream by now. At my time of life.
Ah, come on.
I'm an old man, Mr. Salt.
An old man? Why, you've been a regular dynamo this last week. Been a pillar of strength for the family.
It all takes its toll, though.
Well, then why don't you and I go out? Grab some air. Play a reinvigorating round or two of golf. After all, it's not as if sitting around here worrying is going to do anyone any good.
If you don't mind, I'd sooner not.
I can't stay cooped up here much longer. No offense, I just need to get out.
Don't you need a permit?
Hang permits. I've had it up to here with permits.
Where are you going?
I don't know, but it'll definitely be somewhere.
But you can't play golf on your own.
Who said anything about golf?
All right, boys, all right. Who's up for another round? I'm me.
You got the last round. I'm the one before that. This one's mine.
Boy, that's mighty generous of you, Mr. Lemerson.
What'll it be?
More of that awful whiskey they have here.
Whiskey it is. Mr. Zamyatin, insert
vodka.
Back before you knew it.
Vodka, indeed. You want to try some whiskey, my Russian friend?
I have attempted to befriend whiskey in the past and have found it somewhat argumentative.
With what? Your politics?
With my stomach.
You know, it'll never catch on, my friend. This Marxism of yours.
I believe it already has, Mr. Zoff.
Well, I must say, you don't seem very happy about it.
I am fatalist by nature.
And I am optimist.
Where you go, sun shines. Where I, the rain. You know, I was arrested after Revolution 1905.
Why me too?
You were arrested in Petrograd?
No, I was arrested right here in Time Map 3 weeks ago.
As political prisoner?
Absolutely. I didn't have my damn permit stamped. And for that, they hauled me off to jail and threw away the key. Well, if it wasn't for Jeffrey Marshall, God rest his sainted soul, I'd still be there. Languishing.
This is incompetence, not dissidence.
You know, you're a regular wizen, I mean, Evgeny. But I like you.
I like you, too.
Where's my drink?
Mr. Loomis stands at bar waiting to be served.
Time waits for no man.
Is that Shakespeare?
No. J.J. Salt.
J.J. Salt did not say that.
Yes, I did just now.
Tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow.
This is Shakespeare.
Well, aren't we the genius?
На здоровье.
This is the guy you have over there in Russia. The one with the beard, the priest.
Rasputin.
Rasputin! You know, he seems quite the character to me.
Yes, indeed. And that is why he is dead.
Well, that's not very poetic for a writer.
I am a writer and also engineer.
You, sir, are a great engineer.
I am. I am a great engineer.
The St. Alexander Nevsky, I read all about it. Biggest icebreaker in the world.
In the universe.
I love you, Evgeny.
I love you, JJ.
I'll read that.
I don't wonder every time.
I've got two of everything. Two whiskeys, two vodkas, and two beers for me.
Yeah.
And another bun for the pile.
Yeah, I still don't get what the buns are for.
It means we're having a meal, not buying each other drinks like drunkards.
Mr. Loomis, J.J. Stoltz, salute you.
And I you.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon
for my honey and
the Where's that harmonica guy?
He's passed out on the bar.
Once more,
Martin. Mr. Stoltz, I thought that was you.
Mr. Reed.
Enjoying ourselves, I see.
And you are...
Evgeny, this is Mr. Reed, and he's a toy shop.
A toy shop.
Yeah, the Ballarat's a bit of a change from the Bath Hotel.
Now, won't you have a drink with me and my good buddies here?
Have some of that same.
Is that Mr. Chadwick over there?
Well, you know him?
Yeah, the union guy at Marshall's.
The very same.
Well, why didn't he come and say hello?
Because he is busy distributing leaflets.
Leaflets? What leaflets?
On the dangers of the hidden hand.
Oh, that again.
Yes, Mr. Saltz, that again.
Let me see one of those leaflets.
With pleasure.
Well, what kind of weasel writes this stuff?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Then you're a weasel.
He does not look like weasel.
Yeah, thank you.
More like mink. Well, what does leaflet say, JJ?
It says here that the explosion at Marshall may have been the wake of the hidden hand. Nonsense.
Let's agree to differ, shall we?
You know...
There are Germans everywhere.
There are not Germans everywhere. You're wasting your time. You know, the only enemy within at Marshall's factory is that manager they have working there.
Well, do you mean Mr. Lowther?
That's exactly who I mean, my friend. Going around trying to blame the marshal for the accident. He's about as German as his goddamn table leg.
Yeah, well, we'll take a look at him. Did you know a German agent was arrested today in Falmouth, masquerading as an American businessman?
Oh, he's seen out the corner. Fascinating. Now, if there's nothing else, I'd like to go outside. You ready?
Some air will be very welcome.
Mr. Loomis?
Good evening, Mr. Salt.
Oh, now that's what I call a wooden woman.
Originally, she was ship's figurehead, isn't that right, Mr. Loomis?
In every particular, sir. The wooden dolly, the caller.
And she's a shrine for fishermen from all over the world.
Is there anything you don't know, you baby?
No, nothing.
Well, I bet you didn't know about the swimming races.
What?
And you know what they were wearing, the swimmers? Top hats and suits. I saw it on a newsreel.
What's he talking about?
I have no idea.
And what am I wearing? A top hat and a suit? Come on, you kitty. Let's have ourselves a race, huh?
This is crazy, JJ. Crazy.
Crazy? I saw you crazy.
Find out more about World War I on the BBC online.